This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Spring's around the corner, folks. Start thinking positive. And we want to say a welcome and a hello to WCCM, 1110 AM in Salem, Massachusetts. So all of you tuning in this morning, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And if you have any questions, give us a call. The number is 855-660-4261. So welcome, WCCM, 1110 a.m. in Salem, Massachusetts, to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Isaiah, we have a caller. How can we help them out today?
All right, we have Margaret, and she's from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her geraniums.
Okay, Margaret, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My geraniums are growing tall and spindly. I want to cut off some of the pieces, and I don't know how to transplant them.
How big is your geranium now? How tall?
Oh, maybe about a couple of feet tall, but some of the branches are really, they look like they could fall off.
Right.
I don't want to transplant it. I just want to take the pieces off and see,
Well, all of your commercial greenhouses that raise geraniums, what they do is, like you, they save plants that they grow during the summer in pots, and when the weather gets cold, they bring them into their greenhouses, and they put them pot to pot to force them to stretch. And then during January and February, they take cuttings that are the geraniums that you're going to be buying during May and June and July to put in your window boxes and into your garden. So what you could do, Margaret, is stop at a garden center or a greenhouse. You can buy a little tinfoil packet of rooting powder, and you can take cuttings on your mother plant, dip the cutting into it, put it in a 4-inch pot with some seed starter soil, and you can grow all of your geraniums for your garden between now and spring. If you don't want to, then you can take that 2-foot tall plant and cut it back to a foot. And it sounds kind of drastic, but I'll tell you, what's going to happen is all of the dormant buds on that plant, because you've taken all the tips off, all of those dormant buds are back up. They're there in case the leader, which is on the tip of the plant, dies or is cut off. It's there for that purpose. And by cutting the plant down to a foot, you're going to say, Paul, I'm going to kill you. All of a sudden, new shoots will develop, and that plant will produce double and triple the amount of stems that are on it right now. It will be nice and compact. You'll have all brand new foliage. And every place on that stem where you had a leaf, right where the leaf was attached to the stem, there's a bud. And that bud will come alive, and your plant will be thick and full, and it won't be floppy, and it will produce twice as many blooms this coming year.
Okay, I have one branch that's over a foot tall, and I'm going to cut it off. Should I cut that down? Should I plant the whole thing up with a 1-footer, or should I cut it down?
When you take a cutting, you want to make your cutting about 5 to 6 inches, nothing longer than that.
Okay.
So that branch is a foot long. Cut off 6-7 inches, and then take the tip and go, let's say, 5 inches long. Dip it in rooting powder. Shake off the excess. I mean, that little packet for $2 or $3 has enough rooting hormone to take a couple hundred cuttings. So
okay,
a little bit goes a long, long way. And then the mother plant will send out side shoots, and she'll also send out some shoots from the base of the plant, and that will make your plant a lot fuller looking and a lot more foliage and blooms in the long run. So we used to, when I was working in the greenhouses in early March, when the greenhouses were all done growing their mother plants or stock plants, they didn't want them anymore. And we would buy them from the wholesaler for $1, $1.50 per plant. And we would get them in. We would cut them down to 8 inches tall. We would repot them and feed them with some dynamite and put them in a nice warm greenhouse. And by Mother's Day, that little, I mean, it looked just like sticks. There was no leaves on them. And the first time I did it, my grower said, "This is how we do it." And I said, "It looks like hell. It looks like it's going to die." And within 2 weeks, it was full of leaves. By Mother's Day, they were 18 inches tall, 18 inches wide, and loaded with flower buds. So you got to say to yourself, "I'm doing this for your own good."
Good. Okay. I also have another question.
Sure.
It's something that looks like toes. I can't remember what kind of a... it's not a plant. It's really, you can put it in different foods. It's not garlic. You know, it's a little, it's got a nice smell, but it looks like it's got toes on there. I got pieces of it. I don't know what it's called.
And you add it to water?
Well, you can cut it in tiny pieces and add it to different kinds of foods, to pickle beets or to, when you do stir fry and things like that. And I don't know what it is. I mean, I know what it is, but I can't remember the name. It looks like a plant. It's not a plant, just pieces, and it looks like it's got toes on it. I'll have to call you next week when I remember the name of it. Thank you so much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye now. If we can help you, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and let's talk. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on right now. And, for example, if you want to grow your own onions, growing them by seed is the way to go. The little bulbs that you buy in the mesh bags, I guarantee you, and I've done it for years, my father started me on this. I always grew my onions by sets. You buy the mesh bags, you have these little, they look like cocktail onions. And you plant those in the garden, and I would get an onion that would be a couple of inches in diameter, and I was happy with that. Well, my father started growing them from seed. And you start that in February. So you take the Dr. Earth seedling soil. And you plant your onion seeds in it. And you've got, it's all organic. It's got cocoa fiber, compost, a little bit of shredded bark. It's all sterilized. And then they add the beneficial microbes to it after they sterilized it. And that will increase the speed of the germination. And no other seedling soil has the beneficial microbes. And that's the new technology for gardening. It will give you a root system quicker, better green foliage, and you'll have a better plant in the long run. So my dad would always start his onions during early February, and all of the garden centers have their seeds now. And you can buy red or white or yellow. You can buy the winter keeper onions. My favorite is the Alyssa Craig or Kelsey. This is an onion that's the size of a softball. It's not a winter keeper. But when you're cooking those hamburgers out on the grill and you put a slice of this sweet onion that's bigger than the hamburger bun, you're in for a treat or a stir fry. Oh, it's out of this world.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
You need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a gardening question, don't be shy. Don't say, oh, it's a dumb question. If you don't know the answer, it's not a dumb question. And how are you going to learn if you don't ask? That's why you went to school, right? So that you could learn. So call me. It's 855-660-4261. I had an interesting email the other day, and a woman named Jeannie called me, and she said, "I have my property is partial shade, and I have azaleas, I have rhododendron, I have mountain laurel, so I get my color during May and June with the azaleas, the mountain laurel, and the rhododendron. But during July and August, I have no color. And I was wondering, is there a plant that you could put into a garden that will give you color during the summer?" And there is. There's a hydrangea. Now, there's two different varieties that work great. One is called the oak leaf. And it gets its name because the leaf looks like an oak leaf. It's got big teeth on it. And they have been doing a lot of work on the oak leaf. It's been around a long, long time. And it was it was okay. The flower was green and a little bit of white on it. But it gave it some color. Well, they have a lot of new oak leaf hydrangea. And one of the, like a family that they've developed is called Gatsby. Just like the Great Gatsby. And they have a cone shape blossom that's either white, and that one is called the Gatsby Star, and then they have a pink one, and that's called the Gatsby Pink. And then they've been doing a lot more hybridizing on it, and they just came out with call the Gatsby Moon. And it's a looks like an ice cream cone, fat on the bottom, coming to a point. And it's brand new. The others are more like a snapdragon. And it's a wonderful flower, and it will grow in partial shade. And it's got to have some sun, but it blooms during July and August. So if you've got a shady area, this is a real good hydrangea for you. And the other one is called the PG hydrangea, and that will grow in partial shade also. Okay? So if you live in the shade, there are plants for you. Isaiah, who needs some help with their garden?
All right, we have Symphony from Plymouth, Massachusetts. And she has a question about her elephant ear plants.
Okay. Good morning. How can we help you with your elephant ear plant today? Hi.
Hi.
What's happening with your elephant ear plant?
I keep them for maybe 2 months, and then they die. And I've had four of them. One my son gave me, and a couple of, I love them. They're very exotic looking and beautiful, but they don't seem to stay alive for me. I water them. I keep them watered, but wait till they dry out and water them till they're moist, and keep them in partial sun. But they just don't do well, and I wondered if you had any ideas.
Okay, now, is this the elephant ear that's a bulb, or is it a tropical plant?
Tropical plant. Caladium, actually.
Oh, caladium. Okay.
Yes.
Caladium is a great plant, but it's very delicate. The foliage comes in white and pink and red and rose, but the leaf itself is like paper.
Yes.
Very thin.
Yeah.
And it's also a bulb.
Oh.
Now, it's a plant that you can plant the bulb outside in the spring.
Oh.
It will flower, will have that beautiful, colorful foliage all summer long. And then you bring it in for the winter and let it go dormant. We're coming up on a break. You hold on, and we'll talk more about the caladium after these messages.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking about caladiums this morning. And caladium is a very unique plant. It's not grown for the flowers. It's grown for the foliage. And it's a bulb. It's not winter hardy, so in the fall, after you've had a frost, the plant will go into dormancy. You dig it up, and you store it in your basement. Now, what time of the year did you get your potted caladium from your son?
On my birthday, in July.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the best thing for you to do would be when you get that potted plant is to either plant it in your garden or into a pot that's at least twice the size.
Oh.
Because what happens is if you overwater that plant, it tends to rot.
Okay. So I didn't overrot it, I think.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, it's a great plant. It's very, very delicate.
Yeah.
It's got beautiful foliage.
And
you can buy those bulbs from a bulb catalog. The garden centers, the nurseries sell them during the springtime. When they're selling, like, dahlias and glads, you can buy them.
Oh,
and you, okay. And you can start them yourself in a pot, and as they begin to grow, then you plant them in. Now, this is the thing. They want shade or partial shade during their growing season. So from May until September, if they get that 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock sun on them, the sun will burn the foliage.
Okay.
So that could be one of the reasons.
And I know oxalis are bulbs also.
Right.
And my, I have one that's been passed down from my grandmother to me. And it's 100 years old. Would that happen with caladiums also?
Caladiums could last that long. They are very, very capable. And instead of growing them in a 4 or a 6 inch pot, grow them in an 8 or a 10.
Okay.
And that way you could keep it on your porch or on your deck. Okay. And you'll leave it out there till we've had a frost. You let the frost kill the foliage.
Okay.
And then you cut off all the dead leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Take that potted calenium and put it in your basement.
Oh.
And you leave the bulb in the pot.
Yeah.
And then in middle of February, early March, you take it out of the basement. You put it on a sunny windowsill.
Okay.
You add water with a liquid food, and it will come right back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can enjoy it for the whole rest of the summer. And you can redo it over.
Yeah. Oh, now I feel terrible that I killed four.
No, see, if you don't know how to do it,
yeah,
how can you get it right?
I know.
So,
well, my husband and I enjoy having breakfast with you every Sunday.
Well, thank you. You've made my day.
I appreciate all your information, and I hope to grow beautiful caladiums in the future.
But take a look at the seed catalogs, the bulb catalogs, and if you go on my website and you click on seed catalogs, there's like 75 or 80 companies, and you can go online and order a catalog, and they will give you their website and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then you can start them yourself, and you can surprise your son and say, hey, look what Mom did. She's getting a green thumb.
I know it. I'm so glad I called you so I can surprise my son again.
Yeah, and you know the oxalis that you have? My grandfather, he just loved oxalis. And every year at St. Patrick's Day, he became Irish, even though he was a French Canadian, and we would give him these big pots of oxalis, and he would enjoy them for weeks and weeks. When he got tired of it, he would put it in his basement, let it dry out, and he would go in the cellar 6-8 months later, see it, and go, oh! He'd bring it upstairs, add water, a little bit of fertilize, it would come right back to life.
Yeah, and they do.
And he had some for like 20 years. And they
Well, mine's 100.
Wow. So you've done great. You know, next time you bring it to life, do you let it go dormant or do you keep it alive all the time? Next time you go dormant, divide it.
Oh, okay.
Pull some of the bulbs out.
Yeah.
Put it in a pot and give it to your son.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
And that way he's got a piece of history from your family that he can pass down to his kid. And instead of being 100 years old, it could be 125, 150. And it's history from your family.
It is. I love that idea. Thank you for telling me about that, and I will try to do that as soon as I can.
Great. You All have right. a
Thank
wonderful
you,
weekend. Thank you.
Great talking to you.
Great talking with you, too. Bye-bye. That's what I love about this program, is to share some of my knowledge and background and experiences and getting your background and knowledge and things that you've done. So it makes it fun. Don't be scared. Call us. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Carol from Newcastle, Maine, and she has a question about her orchids.
Carol, good morning. How can we help you with your orchids today?
So nice to talk with you. We
My
listen
pleasure.
To your show every Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have an orchid that a friend gave me. I guess it's about 4 years ago. And the first year it came with flowers and it was beautiful. The second year it grew a second stem and flowered and was gorgeous. And since then it's just had leaves. It looks very healthy, but it has not bloomed.
Okay. Do you know what kind of an orchid is it?
If you said the name, I would
Would it be a Phalaenopsis?
Yes, it's white.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It has kind of rounded leaves,
yes.
Kind of waxy.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Phalaenopsis is the easiest of all the orchids to grow, and that's why you'll see them in florist shops. You'll even find them at Home Depot and Lowe's and Walmart.
Right.
Because it's so easy. Now.
Well, it's not easy for me, apparently.
Well, okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about it. In the 3 years that you've had it, have you repotted it?
No.
Okay. Do you feed it at all?
No.
Do you eat every day?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what I think you should do is if it's in a 4-inch pot, move it to a 6-inch pot. And you can get some potting soil at your local nursery. You may even have some in the garage.
Yes,
but,
I do.
But repot it.
Okay.
And then if you're like a lot of us, we get busy and we forget to feed the plants. And in your case, you haven't fed them in 3 years. So that plant is starving. And that's why.
Plant abuse.
Right. So what I would do is get a fertilizer like Dynamite. And you can find Dynamite at your garden center. You can find it at Home Depot, Lowe's. It's a little pellet. And every time you water, it fertilizes the plant. And what's nice about it is it will feed the plant for 9 months.
Oh, wow.
If you
That's
use,
right up my alley.
Yeah. So if you forget about it, it's still being fed every time you add water to the plant. And I like it better than Osmocote. Dynamite, the real name of it, is called NutraCote. And it was developed for the greenhouses that grew potted mums, potted bulbs that were growing house plants and things, and it lasted 9 months. Osmocote is a good product, but it only lasts 3 months.
Okay.
So for the same money, you're getting three times the fertilizing. And what happens is when you water, it gets wet, and it pulls the food out of the skin. And it feeds the plant slowly over a really long, long period.
Oh, so it's just a pellet that you put in the pot?
It looks just like a crazy-shaped BB, irregular-shaped. And for an orchid like that, all you need is 1 tablespoon.
Okay.
So a little bit, I mean, I use it in my vegetable garden. I use it in containers on my deck, in window boxes, and you use it once a year, and
That's
it just
fantastic.
Feeds everything. So it's a really good, product. And that, like Miracle-Gro, is a good product, but you got to do it every 2 weeks,
right?
And who has the time to feed the garden every 2 weeks or window boxes? You use the Dynamite. You do it once a year. So if you can repot it. And then put the Dynamite in there so that it gets fed, not every 3 years. And then during, from September until May, put it in a full sun window.
Oh, wow. See, I always thought it didn't like full sun.
Right. But you have to think of this. Your days during June, July, August are 15 hours long.
Right.
Your days during September, October, November, December, January, they're like 8-9 hours long.
Right.
And the intensity of the sun is not as bright. So
right.
In the summer, it's a 100-watt light bulb. In the winter, it's a 50.
Right.
So I love the Phalaenopsis. I have 3 of them. And whenever I buy an orchid, I don't mess with all the other varieties because I want something to be easy to do. And by keeping it in the shade from May until September, and I take them and I put them on my screen porch for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then in September, I put it in a sunny window, and they bloom every single year.
Fabulous.
So you do that. Repot them. Put some dynamite on there. Put them in full sun until we get to May, and then put them in the shade or partial shade. Bring them in September, and it will bloom for you every single year, guaranteed. Thank you.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Paul.
Bye-bye, Carol.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Club, don't be shy. If you have a question, let's talk about it. The number is 855-660-4261. And let's talk about your house plants, what you want to plant in the yard. Don't be shy. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, first up, we have Carmel from Connecticut, and she has a question about our canna plants.
Carmel, welcome. How can we help you out today?
Thank you. It certainly is a pleasure. I have a canna plant I purchased 2 years ago at a big box store. Mm-hmm. It flourished beautifully, and I had put it away in the garage for the winter. I then took it out last summer and divided it and got two more groups of canna plants.
Great.
And I took them out again in this November. So I plan to divide them and share them.
Okay.
So when would I take them out of the garage to plant them in the ground?
Well, you can't plant them in the ground until the threat of frost is over, so that's going to be like early May.
Okay.
So I would wait until late April, take them out of the garage, take the plant out of the pot, shake off the soil, and then with a clean, sharp knife, divide them, break them into pieces. And that way you can give them to friends and family. Or what you could do is divide them during mid to late March. And divide them then and pot them. And then give them to the people that you had intended. And you could start them for them in your home. So if you got like a 10-inch pot, and you can, if you go to any nursery that sells trees and shrubs, and ask them if they have any old pots left over from doing plantings, and they probably have a huge pile in the back of the nursery, and they would give them to you. And that way you could buy some potting soil. You get the pots from them. And what you want is a 2 gallon. You tell them you want something about a 2 gallon, about 8 to 10 inches. Then you could take them out of the garage, divide them, pot them, grow them on your windowsill or near a brightly lit area once they start to grow. Then you could give them to your friends and family. They're already started to grow. All you have to do is knock them out of the pot, plant them in the ground or into a larger container. Cannas get big. So they're going to need to put them in something like 18 inches so that you can, the plant can grow to its capability and give you the beautiful blossoms that it should during July, August, and September.
Right.
So these it's either... Go ahead.
These are a 4 to 5 feet. I made sure I wasn't going to get the six footers. So they grow 4 to 5 feet, which
right.
is the perfect size.
Yeah. It's something that you can handle. When you get
right.
a plant that's 6 foot tall, if you get a sudden thunderstorm in July, August, sometimes they'll just knock them over. But
right.
if you
now
can
they produced seeds. You know, the pods had dried out. I had saved the seeds. They're black pea size.
Yep.
Can I start plants from those?
You sure can, and those you should start now.
Now.
Because what has to happen is that seed has to develop a root. Because it's a canna is a root similar to a bulb. So by starting the seed now, it will give it time during February, March, and April to develop a big fibrous root system that has the capability of storing energy. If you wait until May to start them, they may not be big enough or mature enough to keep over during the winter.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.